Welcome to Social Mornings with Jackson and Steph, the conversations we have with our today's Q106 Facebook Live audience at the beginning of each show.
Happy birthday to Steph.
Yay. Let's whoop it up. I love birthday celebrations.
Well, who doesn't? You know, it's your own personal holiday. My mom is not a big birthday fan either.
But you know what? Some people who say that are the ones that really secretly, they're like the martyrs. Oh, I don't want to celebrate my birthday. And then nobody celebrates. And they're like, nobody did anything for my birthday.
Yeah, not so much. Not my mom. My stepdad legit goes on a fishing trip during my mom's birthday. Like,
okay.
He gets away. Because she's not always happy about getting older. My mom's not one of those gals that likes turning older.
Okay.
Yeah, which me, I don't care. I'm like a fine wine. I'm getting better with age. You know what I mean? Like, back in my 20s, that guy was a problem. But as I get older, I'm kind of starting to get some things, you know, organized in my life.
There were some milestone birthdays I saw my mom go through, like when she turned 60. That one, I don't know why it hit her heart, because she's like me. Every day's a blessing.
Sure.
You know, every year you should be happy that you're here another year, where some people can't say the same thing. So why not celebrate?
And 60. And 60 is what, like the new 30?
Exactly.
You still got a lot of life left, if long as you're taking decent care of yourself.
Yes.
But you still got a lot of years left in there. Like, I understand, like, when you turn 75 and half your friends are dead, you know, like, that's probably depressing. You're like, birthday parties getting smaller and smaller every year, you know? Like, now that old Frank's gone.
Jerry Seinfeld has a really funny joke about how the first year of your life and the last year of your life, the birthday party is the same, where you have no clue who's there for you. You're maybe in a diaper.
Yeah. Somebody's feeding you.
Yep. Somebody's feeding you. It's like, that's very clever.
Well, it is your birthday, so I know how much you like stuff. And I know one of your favorite things to do is drive while eating cereal.
I'm trying to cut back.
Well, I want to make it a little bit easier on you.
Okay.
And this is probably a bad idea. Don't drive while eating cereal, but I want to make it safe on you.
Yeah.
So I got you a nice...
Oh my gosh, I don't have one of these.
Yeah, it's got a lid on it. And it can also go in the oven as well. So that's like a Corningware is what that is.
That's awesome. Okay?
Now, also, the other day, you were doing something that was disgusting. You were eating cereal with water.
Yes.
All right, because that's just something that should not happen. Now, correct. I thought, I can get you milk, but I think I'd go one better. I get you the best milk the store had to offer.
Yes.
2% Sassy Cow.
Sassy Cow.
Oh, it's like $2 more than a regular gallon, half gallon of milk. Look at that container.
Wow.
Man, that's good there. And then I know that every time we bring up something, you're like, that's got a lot of sugar in it. So I don't know how you feel about sugary cereals. So I figured I'd get you some cereal.
Oh my gosh.
The Quaker Oatmeal Squares. It's a quality cereal. It's a nice healthy cereal. And that way you can get your breakfast fix.
This is so thoughtful.
Yeah,
thank you, Jackson.
I was going to get you a spoon, but for whatever reason, Hy-Vee on Whitney Way doesn't sell spoons.
Oh, maybe they're trying to stay away from the plasticware.
No, they had plasticware. I could get you plastic spoons. I wanted to get you a metal spoon. That way you got a whole set to keep here, and they didn't. I could have got you a serving spoon, but you don't eat like I do. Like, I shovel food
in. This is awesome.
So
thank you so much.
Happy birthday to you.
And this is perfect because all I brought in today was a banana, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm going to get so hungry on the show, because you always see the spread I bring in.
Oh, yeah.
Your kids,
leftover from yesterday, things like that.
Yes. Oh, thank you.
On Facebook, Shannon said, my son Nick's birthday was yesterday.
Woo!
Happy birthday to your son Nick. Zach said, I'll celebrate for you after work. John with a good morning and happy birthday. Headed to the North Woods, John is today.
Very cool.
Are you going up there just to relax? Are you going up there to bait some bears?
Hey, I've noticed, going back to some birthday shout-outs for April babies, a lot of April babies.
Rebecca Edge, good morning.
Who's that?
My friend Rebecca Edge.
Hello, Rebecca.
Yeah. What about April babies? I'm sorry.
Oh, there's a lot of April babies.
Is there really?
Yes.
It was a February baby. Is that because of,
what's 9 months ago? What's going on 9 months ago? Let's do the math real quick.
Lily was conceived in the summertime. I know that. So 9 months before April, that's what? I'm going to do some backwards math here. That's
March, February, January, August-y? December, November. This is our October.
September. August.
Oh, end of summer bash before the
Must
kids
be.
Go to school. You're going to get ready to have more kids in nine months. Maybe.
Yeah, you know, you do that, then you go into labor in April.
Yes.
That's the real Labor Day weekend there. Huh.
Oh, man. Because I already know I'm like the fifth person this month already. So happy birthday to Angie, Robin, Kurt, Yeah, a lot of April babies that April I have a shout out to. Oh, Chris. Happy birthday,
you know,
Chris.
Lily kind of gets, anyone that has a birthday in the winter, I feel, that lives in Wisconsin gets kind of screwed because you're really trapped as to what you can do for your birthday. Like, you can't have an outdoor party unless you want to freeze your biscuits off.
No.
But, like, your birthday is really kind of dependent. Like, hey,
yep,
it could be 75 degrees. We could get the slip and slide out.
Exactly.
Or we could be getting the sleds out. Like,
yes.
We're not really sure how this birthday is going to go.
So that's why we do bowling.
There you go.
A fun indoor activity. Bowling party. And I'm super excited because all of my siblings and their significant others, you know, when you become adults, it's so hard for everybody's schedule to align.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, I'm the oldest of four kids. So I just send out a group text. What's the best day this weekend? Who has off the most? Sunday was the day. And all four of us can get together.
Oh, really?
And all of our spouses.
When was the last time the four of you got together? Not on a holiday.
Oh, man. Not on a holiday?
Yeah.
Well, it was actually 4 months ago for my son's/mom's birthday party.
That's close to holiday, but
yeah.
Have you guys ever gotten together like, hey, we're all going to go out and get brunch? Like, you know, the four of you ever go, we're all going to go out and have some, have you guys ever do that?
Nope. Mm-mm.
Yeah. Well, I don't like my family either, so I don't blame you.
Oh, I love my family. Knock it off. I know. Yesterday when Jax and I were talking off air, he's like, oh, this is so weird. A family that actually likes each other.
I don't understand that. I literally, like, legit, like, my wife, my brothers and I, I have one brother that I talk to.
Okay.
No fault of my own. Literally, it's not.
Yes.
But I have two brothers I don't talk to. One I haven't talked to in probably 3 or 4 years. Another one I haven't talked to in 20 years. And my wife and her brother are very close. They talk on the phone all the time. They go out to brunch. And I'm always like, what's going on? Like, why do you two like each other? Like,
yes.
To me, it's like, isn't that the person that you fight every day? Like, isn't that like, I grew up like in a prison. Like, you, like, you know, like, you don't walk around the house just nonchalantly. You're in a state of rage.
Well, when we were kids, that was the same thing. My one brother I thought was so annoying because all he wanted to do was hug me. I know that sounds so lame now. And my mom's like, you're going to regret this, Steffi. One day you're going to be saying, Christopher, can you give me a hug? And he's going to say no. And so he's done that now as an adult.
My brother hit me in the face with a rake. All right, your problem is you got too many hugs. I got hit in the face with a belt buckle attached to a belt. Yeah, yeah.
When you became adults, didn't you guys get a little closer? My brother and his brother are 10 years apart. He's like, Steph, my brother was the 16-year-old that was like, my annoying 6-year-old brother wants to touch my guitar. I hate this kid. And now they're so close as an adult.
Yeah, we lived together for a while as an adult. And one day we're bringing groceries in and we hadn't met our neighbors yet. And they came in during this conversation here.
Uh-oh.
Hey, MF-er, you got to sleep at some point. As one of us was threatening to murder the other one in their sleep as adults. So, yeah, I don't.
Do you remember what led you to that point to say
that?
Or was your brother saying it to you?
Oh, I said it to him.
Oh.
It was probably over some money that he owed me or something like
that
or something going on. I have no, or the fact that he used to, at that time, I was very hand to mouth, very paycheck to paycheck.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have a lot of money to get special things for Lily when I had her on the weekends that I had her.
Okay.
So, but when I did, you know, I'd get her like fruit snacks and things like that I normally couldn't afford because literally, I would eat, you know, ramen noodles, or sometimes I just go get a day old bread from Melio's, and that's what I would have to eat that day. You know,
mm-hmm.
cigarettes and gas, and then, you know, the rest of the money went. And he'd eat her fruit snacks. So it was So it was probably what it was. There was like, dude, I had a little bit of extra money, and I went out and got Lily something nice, and you just got up in the middle of the night and ate all of her fruit snacks.
So
it was one of those things there. Yeah,
mm-hmm. Being an uncle, mm-hmm. he didn't want to pitch in like, I want to help my niece.
He used to pick on me all the time. And
is he older or younger?
He's older. He's about 4 years older. And he was picking on Lily one day, and then little brother stepped up, and I was like, this ain't happening. And so then there was probably another threat of murder. You know, I never did. You know, I couldn't stab anyone.
Is he still alive?
Yeah,
is that
yeah,
why
yeah.
you haven't chatted? Because he's 6 feet underground.
His birthday is coming up later this month, but he's still alive as far as I know. Today's Q106 morning show with Jackson and Steph. Oh, it's going to be a good day because mm-hmm. it's Steph's birthday and Friday. What? Good job organizing your birthday on a Friday.
That's, I know, finally.
Yeah, nice job. High of 58 today. A little bit of fog driving in and some drizzle, but that'll burn off and leave us with a pretty decent day. It's 39 at 544.
The one thing that's making me a little upset on my birthday, scrolling through my Facebook memories, you know, I lived in San Diego the past 7 years, and every birthday in San Diego, I'm like, I am missing my mug from Nitty Gritty. That is a staple here in Madison.
You said that yesterday, yeah.
And a Facebook memory popped up of my husband and I with our birthday mugs. And I don't think I'm going to make it there this weekend because I do live, you know, 40-ish minutes away now in Johnson Creek. I got to head home right after the show. My dad wanted to come over. Okay, I have to share a very sweet moment.
Aww. Should I get some soft? I wish I had soft
See,
music.
See, you did what I did.
I know.
You gave me the
I know.
Oh, it's ding, 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 ding. I'm rubbing off on you.
Good Lord.
My dad called up, said, Steffi, I haven't been able to give you a birthday hug on your birthday for the last 7 years. Can I come over on Friday? Maybe do lunch, give you a birthday hug. How sweet is it?
What's with families that like each other? I just don't understand that.
I know. We're on today's Q106 Facebook page doing social mornings, and that's the topic of discussion off mic. We're learning a lot about Jackson's family and a lot about mine, how opposite they are.
Very different. Very, very different. Your family is like, you know, it's like some like a story that's on Lifetime. My family is like something that's on UFC.
Yes.
Those are the differences there.
There we go.
So are you getting together? Because you've got a whole bunch of brothers and sisters. Are you
That's
guys
right.
going to be getting together and having
oh,
some
I'm
fun?
I'm so excited. On Sunday, we're doing a bowling party. I said to my three siblings, I'm the oldest of four. We're all adults now. We all have significant others. We all live in different places of Wisconsin. So it's very rare for us all to be together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, hey guys, how about Sunday? They all could make it.
That's
and
great.
All the spouses and significant others. So it's going to be a big birthday bowling bash.
That's a lot
yes.
of fun. And keep in mind, you have a chance to win some horse fair tickets today by knowing some stuff about Steph.
Everything that I've said
yes.
on the show the last 2 months, these are things that I've said. So you've probably picked it up, said it several times, mm-hmm. and hopefully that'll get you those Midwest Horse Fair tickets.
Yeah, we're going to give you five questions, and you only got to get three out of the five.
That's
and if
right.
you do, you're going to be going to the horse
Woo-hoo.
Fair. And that's coming up at, what, 8:12 this morning is when we're doing
actually,
that?
Actually, we're going to do it at 7:12.
7:12, okay. I don't pay attention a lot. I barely work here.
Do you have the show list? Did I
oh, yeah.
get one?
Somebody, that was what somebody put in the door a few minutes ago. It's like you printed it out twice.
Oops.
I printed it out once. You printed it out.
Okay, yes. Yeah, 7:12.
If anyone needs an extra show sheet, we got a few of these laying around. Put them over there on the Today's Q106 Facebook page. See
Very
what else
cool.
we got going on here.
All right.
Rebecca says happy birthday. Lisa says happy birthday. Jennifer says there's a Nitty Gritty in Sun Prairie.
That's right. So that happened after I moved away. I saw a birthday mug recently. I'm like, wait a minute. There's a third Nitty Gritty now since I left. That's awesome.
So when you went to the Nitty Gritty, which was your Nitty Gritty of choice? Before the Sun Prairie one was there, were you going to Middleton Nitty Gritty or were you going to downtown?
So I was at both. downtown. For sure. That's what introduced me to the Power Hour. And that's where a lot of the birthday bashes would happen.
If you've never been downtown for the Power Hour
yes.
on like a Friday or Saturday night.
So crazy.
It is asses and elbows. I mean, you're...
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. And so knowing that, now that I feel older and wiser, so I've been there enough years where I'm like, okay, we got to get there at this time before the college kids get in and it's elbows.
Yeah.
Get your shots ready. Know what Power Hour you want to do and let's line it up. And it was awesome. So we did that many times. But then Middleton wasn't as crowded. So I'm like, let's do Middleton. And that was maybe because I was getting older. I'm like, I don't need to be around the college kids anymore.
A little more reserved
yes.
when I'm getting drunk.
Yes, I want my whole tray of the Jaeger bombs.
I want elbow room while I'm
yes.
doing these shots.
And now I'm at the age where I'm like, Jaeger bombs, how did we do those? Gross. I do not know how we did so many Jaeger bombs back in the day. But.
I think I've been to the Nitty Gritty one time for my birthday.
Okay.
And the reason is, I love the Nitty Gritty. They make a great burger. They're wonderful people. But on my birthday, people are buying me drinks anyways.
That's true. And you know what? I think I would go there for other people's birthdays because on the flip side, getting their drink from Nitty Gritty. I don't have to pay for it.
Hey, what do you say we go to the Nitty Gritty? Let
exactly.
them take care of that bartender.
Yes. So that's why I would take my siblings, my friends, like, let's go to Nitty Gritty. And then I can get a beer for a buck or something. And
see?
The Power Hour was, you know, I'm all frugal. You know, I'm cheap from the early ages.
Always. when I was five, I was thinking, how can I save money
exactly.
on this?
Exactly. Yep.
That's
so
great.
It's fun seeing your comments coming through on today's Q106 Facebook page and how your family is. Are you more like Steph's family or are you more like Jackson's family?
It's like John said, my Minnesota family is much more like Steph. Seven siblings, one no longer with us. Sorry about your loss. And we all get along.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to have, you know, a great relationship, you know, with my brothers, but that seems like a lot of work now where we're adults. I'm not sitting in therapy.
Yep.
We're not calling Dr. Phil. You know, it ain't about you, whatever it is that he says to people. You know?
Well, Jackson, I hate to spring this on to you, but come on.
Hold on! If they came in, they were,
they're
fighting immediately. Yeah.
We get a preview for the WWE Live before it comes to Madison.
Without
April 20th.
A doubt. Yeah. So, that's real blood this time.
Uh-huh. Oh, man.
All right. Well, we're going to wrap up Social Mornings, folks.
Yes.
And keep in mind, a lot of fun stuff and a big announcement that we can't even talk about. Three things at 8 o'clock.
That's right. So thank you so much for the birthday love and enjoy your weekend.
Thanks so much for tuning in to Social Mornings Podcast with Jackson and Steph. You can catch this podcast live and contribute by jumping on the Today's Q106 Facebook page Monday through Friday at 5:30 a.m. We usually wrap up around 5:45, but it's a good time. If you enjoyed this podcast, please click share. And if you want to check out any other episodes, you can find them all at Q106.com.